As Christians, we all have a mistake that each and every one of us makes at some time in our lives. And some of us, we tend to take that mistake a little longer than others. And that mistake is that we think we know everything there is to know about God. So we can just coast through life assured that we know everything we need to know and that we've got our relationship with Him figured out. We got it all planned out. We got it all set. We're ready to go. Well, that's not the case. And I think there's many of us, if not all of us, in one way or another, will be very surprised when we face Him after this life is over. And we'll be surprised, first of all, by the depth of His mercy and love. That when we get to our eternal reward, God willing, and we see the depth of His mercy and love, we will be greatly surprised. First of all, again, the depth of His love, but also the openness of His mercy. How open God truly is willing to give His mercy. But there's another side to this. We will also be surprised by those who rejected God's love and mercy. As kind of an old saying goes, when we get to heaven, we'll be surprised by who's there, but we'll also be surprised by who's not. We'll be surprised both ways. God's love and mercy is greater than anything we can imagine, any love, any mercy that we can imagine. But we have to accept it. We have to have the openness to accept that love and mercy. Now, the scriptures today, it really gives us kind of an image, an idea of the depth of His love and mercy. You know, we look at the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin. And they show us how deep His love is for each and every one of us. It shows us that God is searching for us. God is reaching out for us. God is looking for us. No matter how far we wander away, no matter how lost we might feel compared to God. And it's easy to feel lost when we are separated from Him. But that doesn't matter. God is looking for us. The Israelites in the parable of the prodigal son show us His mercy, the mercy that God wants to bestow upon us. Look at the Israelites. Moses was up on the mountain and they became impatient. They became upset. So they turned their back on God. They rejected God. But at Moses' request, God had mercy on them. In the same way, the prodigal son, the son rejected the father, went away, but he came back and was accepted by the father. He was welcomed back. In both parables, it shows us the rejoicing that God does for us when we do return. What we should see in these parables and in these stories is that God wants to give us His mercy and love to each and every one of us. He wants us to return to Him. He wants us to come back to Him when we go astray, when we are lost, when we turn our backs on Him. He wants us to be found by Him, regardless of what we've done, regardless of what we've said, regardless of how long we've been away. But if we are to receive that mercy and that love, we must be open to it. We must open ourselves to that mercy and love and come to Him in the sacrament of His divine mercy and love, that sacrament of confession, and accept His forgiveness. See, this is one of the mistakes that Catholics make, is we assume that we are forgiven. We assume that we are receiving His forgiveness, that God has forgiven us and that all is good. And yet we don't hear the words of forgiveness. We must not make that assumption that we have received God's forgiveness until we hear those words. I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We hear those words of God's forgiveness, God's mercy and love. St. Paul in the second reading is very much an example to us of His love and mercy. Because St. Paul realized he was in need of God's forgiveness. He realized that he was a sinner, as we all are, and that he needed to hear God say, "I forgive you." And so he opened himself up to God's mercy and love and asked for that forgiveness. Remember, St. Paul went so far as to persecute the church that our Lord Jesus Christ founded. And yet, he received God's forgiveness. He accepted that forgiveness. He was open to that forgiveness. We too, each and every one of us, are in need of God's love and mercy. Are we open to it?